Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, most of the results are in from the midterm elections in your region. Give us the rundown of results.
Sure. It was a lot of excitement last night. The race that really caught our eye was this congressional race in the 19th congressional district. And a Schenectady native, Antonio Delgado, the Democratic candidate, he won, and it was an exciting, electrifying night and win for his campaign. His campaign had a big party for his acceptance speech down in Kingston. He came out around 11:30 and declared victory in his race against John Faso, the Republican. This was one of the closest races around the region and even the country. When it was all done, Delgado got about 51.5% of the vote, and Faso, the incumbent, got about 48.5%. When Delgado did his acceptance speech, he tried to call for unity in the district. This was at times a very dark and acrimonious race, at least in terms of some of the ads that were directed against Delgado. Some of the Republican national conservative group poured some money into this race, and they were very critical of some of the stuff he had done in his career with rap. So when Delgado came out and he called for some unity and said he knows he didn't get everybody's vote in the district, but he wants to try to bring people together and work on things like health care, the environment, etc. So his victory was also part of this national trend where the Democrats took control of the House in Washington. So his was a really critical win.
Well, let's give a rundown of some of the other major races in our area.
The other most interesting races we looked at was the state Senate in New York State. So in general, for the first time in almost 10 years, it looks like the Democrats are taking back control in the state Senate. At the end of the night, it looks like they have 39 seats, which gives them a healthy margin to take back control. But locally in the capital region, it turned out a number of Republicans will be returned to office. So it's sort of, despite the trend going toward the Democrats right here in the capital region, really strong showing by some incumbent Republicans close to Schenectady, George Amador, who's from Rotterdam. He won a very clear victory with 55% of the vote against a businesswoman from down in the Hudson Valley, Pat Strong, who just came in with about 42%. Other real strong Republican wins in our area, James Tedisco, who's been in politics for 30 years plus, he won in a decisive win against a Niskayuna first-timer, Michelle Ostrilich. She ran a good campaign, but in the end, she only got about 40% of the vote, so that district really remains very strong with the Republican. Also in the Capital District area in Saratoga County and Rensselaer County in the 43rd Senate, Daphne Jordan, this will be her first time in office. She's a Republican. She won with about 52% of the vote. She takes over a seat that has been held by Republican for a long time. Most recently, her boss, Kathleen Marchione, who's retiring. And elsewhere in the district, one other seat that was open was taken by Neil Breslin, an Albany Democrat. So he won pretty handily, too. So as I said, the Capital Region, a lot of strong Republican play in the Senate. But overall, the control goes to the Democrats. And that gives the Democrats in New York State really just a huge grip on control. They won all the state offices yesterday, including the governor's office, etc. And now they're going to control both the Senate, the Assembly, and of course the governor's mansion.
We also saw longtime Congressman Paul Tonko winning re-election, and the Republican in the North Country, Elise Stefanik, beating her Democratic challenger, Tedra Cobb.
Both of those incumbents won, and the Tonko race, it really was never close. He very handily beat a challenger from the Republican side, Joe Vitolo, who didn't really have party support, had almost no money. So that was a fairly easy victory for Tonko to return to office. Further in the North Country, Stefanik faced a pretty healthy challenge from the Democratic candidate, Tedra Cobb. But in the end, Stefanik had a strong showing, and the polls were showing this, but she won fairly comfortably, and she had a victory party up in Glens Falls. She gave a speech also thanking her voters, but also calling for some unity and promising to work for her constituency.
And finally, something we've been covering here at WAMC, the Saratoga voters say no to the charter proposal.
Seems like almost every election year these days, these charter ballot issues come up. And so this is right a second year in a row where there was a serious charter proposal for a review. This was a modified proposal to make some adjustments to the charter. They would mainly keep the same form of government, but just make some alterations in terms of who's exactly in charge of what in the city governance. And in the end, this was soundly defeated. The no votes just greatly outstripped the yes votes. So they are back to square one with this form of government, and it'll remain to be seen if they try again. As I said, for 30 years now, maybe even more, there have been proposals to change that form of government. And once again, it went down to defeat, and we're back with the commission form of government.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com, or there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David.